With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. A courtesy visit brings an ambassador from Africa to the Cayman Islands. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
His Excellency Paul Chikawa, the ambassador of the Republic of Zimbabwe to Cuba, met with Acting Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson in the governor's office on Wednesday morning. The courtesy visit allowed His Excellency Chikawa to meet with Acting Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks as well. While here, he presented his credentials to local officials, as this is his first visit to the Cayman Islands since assuming the ambassador post in June of last year. During the ongoing visit, the delegation will render consular services and interact with Zimbabwe nationals residing right here in the Cayman Islands.
The Department of Environmental Health, or DEH, reminds the public to take active steps in maintaining food safety this Easter holiday during camping trips. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Salins reports.
Wash your hands thoroughly with liquid soap after using the bathroom and before and after handling raw foods. An antibacterial liquid can be used in other instances where hand cleaning is needed and hands are not visibly dirty. Wash utensils, plates, and trays after each use. Store all clean utensils and food items in containers that are tightly covered or in cupboards. Make sure to separate. Pack your raw meat, poultry, and seafood in separate coolers from food that is already cooked or ready to eat, such as dairy items, fruits, pastry, and beverages, to avoid cross-contamination during storage. Cook your food to a safe internal temperature so you can destroy harmful bacteria. Pre-cook and chill the meat at home when possible and reheat on site to 74 degrees Celsius or 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Always pack a food thermometer and serve hot foods hot. Refrigerate or freeze food, if possible, the day before you pack it. Carry extra ice or ice packs to maintain cold temperatures in refrigerated foods. Make sure to serve cold foods cold. Plan ahead to avoid leftovers and organize your meals, having in mind the portion sizes. You can also reduce your ingredients and packing list by planning your menus with common ingredients. I'm Felicia Rankin-Salins.
The DEH is partnering with the Recreation Parks and Cemetery section of the Public Works Department in asking the public to keep Cayman clean, dispose of any litter or garbage, and take all waste material home. And there will be no garbage collection on Good Friday. The Department of Environmental Health said that landfills in Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman will also be closed on this public holiday. Residential garbage collections will resume in previously uncollected areas on Saturday, March 30th. DEH urges residents to adequately secure their garbage in anticipation of the slight delay in collection services. All landfills will reopen on Saturday, March 30th. Operations in the Georgetown landfill will close at 1 p.m. on Easter Monday, April 1st. The 24-hour drop-off site at the entrance of the Georgetown landfill will, however, remain open to facilitate the disposal of small quantities of household waste. Meanwhile, the Cayman Brac and Little Cayman landfills will close at 5 p.m. as normal. The public is also advised that derelict vehicles and bulk loads of scrap metal will not be accepted at the Georgetown landfill during this long weekend, as the contractor in charge of this operation will resume activities on Tuesday, April 2nd. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been sentenced to 25 years in jail in the United States for fraud and money laundering. He had earlier been found guilty of stealing billions of dollars from his customers in one of the biggest financial frauds in US history. Russia has used its UN Security Council veto to block the renewal of an expert panel that monitors the enforcement of sanctions against North Korea. China abstained, while the remaining 13 countries voted in favour. Russian investigators claim they have clear evidence that the gunmen who perpetrated last Friday's deadly attack on a Moscow concert hall had links with what they called Ukrainian nationalists. The White House has dismissed the claims as nonsense. Several countries are joining forces to send troops to France to bolster security at the Paris Olympics. The news was announced by Poland's defence minister after talks in Warsaw with France's top general. The French Parliament has approved a bill banning workplace discrimination on the basis of haircut, style or colour. It will bar employers from requiring hair to be straightened and for afros, dreadlocks and braids to be covered. The US government is updating the way it collects federal data on people's race and ethnicity. New official forms will allow people to tick multiple options on how they identify themselves, such as Black, American Indian, and Hispanic. A category will be added for Middle Eastern and North African.
BBC's Julie Candler there, taking us out of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.